I don't know what I did to you, Earl. Gotta have some coffee. You're in hour three. Hour three. Come on. You can make it.
Ed Falone is on the line, the president of the Fine Police Commission. You know, I haven't mentioned Ed Flynn in I don't know how many years.
And he has
blonde hair.
No reason to think that I'm Ed Flynn, that's for sure.
Yeah. He is the president of the Fine Police Commission, Ed Falone. And I wanted to ask you about how important it is when you look at this crime epidemic, the epidemic that's really going on all over the country. You know, people want to point to Milwaukee and say, well, look at Milwaukee, and this is happening. It's happening because of such and such a thing or such and such a person. And Milwaukee is the worst place in the world to be. But all over this nation, these things are going on. How do you and your body, how do you begin to try to even talk about that?
Well, I think we try to focus on the fact that it's not just Milwaukee, and it's not just policing. There are broader things happening in our world and our country that we just have to adapt to and live with.
Right.
I'll give you an example. There's a lot more gun ownership now than there used to be. And I think in our city, it used to be police could execute a warrant and you would assume the people in the house were not armed. They didn't have guns. But now it's the opposite. I think you have to assume anytime the police knock on the door, they have to assume there's going to be guns inside. Same when you just pat down someone on the street. You know, it used to be if they had a gun, that was a sign that they might be a criminal offender or up to no good. Now it's considered common for people to carry guns, and you can't draw any conclusions. And this is not our fault. It's the fault, I think, of the court systems, the Supreme Court, and their idea that we have some kind of a constitutional right to carry guns all the time, which I can tell you as a law professor, I've always disagreed with. But that's a fact of life we have to adapt to. People are armed now, and that just makes violence a lot more common than it used to be. Certainly gun violence a lot more common. We also have to deal with the fact that during COVID, there was a huge backlog in the courts, and it's just taken so long to have trials on people and puts people in jail. And so that means that people are out on the street longer before they can be sent to jail. And we have to deal with that. And so there are all these things that we don't control on the Fire and Police Commission, but we need to make sure we adapt to. And so that's our perspective, is what's going on and how can we adapt in the public safety world?
You know, Ed, there's so many social dynamics. I don't know what that is. There's so many social dynamics that we are dealing with now in the changes of our city and people who have just given up hope, who just don't feel like they fit. All of those things play a role in what is happening when you're talking about police interaction with people in the city. And so you can't blame that on law enforcement, you know, because we have people who say, well, that's the way law enforcement. No, there are people in the society now who, as you stated, are reckless and they don't care, and they don't care about their own lives, so they could care less about somebody else's. That's real. Mm-hmm. And that can't be fixed by the Fire and Police Commission or the police department.
Yeah.
Our society has made, there's been some horrible changes in the society. So having said that, when the police department and Jeffrey Norman and it's not like they don't spend time going over the stats and all of those things and try to figure out a way that we can best handle this. The answer is not just more police on the street, is it? Because you hear people say, well, we need to have more police. Is that the answer?
No, no. I mean, we need to hire police because we're losing a lot of police. Right. Because we have a lot of retirements, I think, with the pension structure in the police department, many officers reach a point where they are eligible to retire and they're deciding to do it instead of staying on for more. So we need to hire police just to maintain levels, but we don't need to hire police to expand into areas of enforcement beyond what they're doing. I think that, you know, there are societal challenges. I mean, I know you're very involved in mentoring. Take the issue of car theft in the city. We have a huge increase in car theft, but the vast majority of the people doing that are under age 21. We're talking about kids going down to 13, 14 years old stealing cars. And so that's a societal problem. We need to do something about this young generation that doesn't have any sort of outlet or ambition or even hope. And so they're just getting involved in this sort of activity. And that's beyond what a police department can do.
You know, Ed, when I hear people constantly pointing the finger at the fact that nobody's doing anything, well, people are doing things. They're attempting to do things. For instance, you guys have now come up with a plan to address, repeated offenders with, driving recklessly, being ticketed, not being registered. That's people attempting to do something, right? I mean, let's talk a little bit about that plan.
Yeah, and it's a cooperative effort, right? Because it's not just the Fire and Police Commission. It's the residents of Sherman Park asking
where
for
I live,
where you
I,
live,
where
right?
I live. Right.
They've been pushing for action. So it's them taking responsibility, speaking out. It's the Common Council saying, yes, this is a good idea. It's the police department coming up with a plan. Well, how do we implement this idea? And then it all comes to the Fire and Police Commission. And the commissioner said, yes, we like this idea, but we'd like to make sure there's a public rollout and information first. And to me, that's a perfect example of how things should work. The residents speaking out, the Common Council, politicians agreeing, the police department figuring out a way to get it done, and the Fire and Police Commission making it happen. To me, that's a perfect example.
You know, it absolutely is, Ed. And, you know, if this is what we can expect in the coming times from the Fire and Police Commission, man, then we're satisfied that we're going to get some stuff finally done, because you have to include all of those people where there's not this pushback and people are pointing fingers at one another. And so when I heard about this, the first thing that I thought about was I'm going to reach out to you and let you come on and let the community know about it. Because there's some people grumbling who are saying, well, why should they be able to take the cars? I'm like, well, if you allow somebody to use your vehicle and you're the person, it's your son, mm-hmm. and you own a home and you own a nice vehicle and he's doing some crazy things with it, you're complaining because, well, you should be careful about who you lend your vehicle to, right?
Absolutely, I agree. And everyone listening should remember, the towing policy only applies to unregistered vehicles. Pay for your tags, register your vehicle, the towing policy will not apply to you. And then,
so when we come,
yeah, we'll come back.
We gotta go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Mr. Ed Pallone, I got it right.
You did.
Is on the line. We'll be right back.